We only have two athletes, Kirsty and a youngster, Sean Gunn, who was accepted on his freestyle time for universality.
And obviously we have a coach. Okay, what exactly is that?
Universality. What it does is that FINA, who are our swimming body, allow every country who's affiliated to them to send two athletes, one male, one female, to the Olympics to compete. So that's why we have two athletes, Kirsty and Sean, who has universality.
What benefits are there for universality? Give us a bit of information there.
Well, what I'll do first is give you a breakdown of how this works. The Olympics are allowed to host 900 swimmers alone. That's all we're allowed out of the whole world. Currently here, we have 550 swimmers who are here with A time. We have 20 swimmers who have been invited by FINA on a B qualifying time. We have 110 swimmers who are here by the bigger nations who are the relay swimmers. And we have 220 swimmers who are here on universality. So that makes up our total of 900. And for those kids who are here on universality, a lot of them do have the B qualifying standard. So it's all about development. It's about getting swimming to the top of the watchable list for the Olympics. And for development, it's really nice for small countries like ours to get the opportunity to expose our athletes in this kind of way. So it's a great team building exercise. It's a great development exercise for aquatic sport. And it's really good fun for the swimmers.
So how old is Sean?
Sean is 22 years old. He grew up in Zimbabwe. His parents still live in Zimbabwe. And he is currently at the University of Kentucky on a swimming scholarship. So he's been there for some 3 years now. And he will be graduating next year.
Now, are you happy with the performance of your athletes so far?
Absolutely. You know, we always understood that Kirsty was going to have an outside chance at doing well here. She is the second oldest athlete in the swimming arena for females. There's only one lady who's older than her from Sweden. So, you know, we understand that it's going to be hard. She knew that going into the competition. Sean has improved his time and set a new national record for the 100 meters freestyle. So, you know, for us it's a win-win situation. We've got old experience from her here and we've got a young newbie who's desperate to swim well and swim hard. And so we've made the achievements we hope to make.
And now looking at the future of swimming in Zimbabwe, you know, we know that there's lack of funds and at times the diet is not even too good. So what is the future like in terms of Zimbabwe's swimming?
Well, you know what, it's difficult. You know, I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but our facilities in Zimbabwe are not plentiful. And it's not a cheap sport. And at the moment, the economy is proving difficult. So, you know, for a lot of people, it's not easy to take their swimmers down to a swimming pool every single day to develop them. Having said that, we have improved our numbers in the swimming pool, or at the very least, we've kept them the same over the last couple of years. We have some great swimmers coming through the ranks. We have other swimmers who are outside of the country swimming. We have Chad Idenson, who's at the University of Arizona. He went to Nanjing for the Junior Olympics. He is 19, 20 years old now. So he's sort of the next best thing. We have Peter Wessler, who's a year younger than him. He's 19, and he is also joined at the University of Kentucky. He's a great option coming up. We have Robin Lee, female star. She's in Australia. She's 18. So we have some talent coming through.